Good morning, comrades. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. Grab a cup of coffee and be prepared to spend the next two scanty, because they always seem scanty to Jenny and I, 120 minutes, 2 hours. They just blow by. Oftentimes, I wonder if we're getting windburn by the time, flashing by in such a rush. Anyway, it's Freedom Frenzy. My name's Jerry DeMars. I'm joined by my co-host, Jenny Hodges. And Jenny, if we cover all the material that I have piled up here on my desk today, we will have accomplished a remarkable information travelogue. And I know you've got some stuff too, don't you, dear?
Yep, sure enough.
Sure enough. What part of South Carolina are you from, dear?
I was born in Milwaukee and got to the South as fast as I could at the ripe old age of 4. And I have lived 30 years in Georgia and a half year in Texas.
And is Texas working for you?
You know, I have to say, Jerry, I'm really starting to settle in and identify with Texas. And I'm loving the springtime. And last Saturday, John took me out for my first pair of cowboy boots.
Ooh, did you get you some roach killers?
Sure enough, did. I actually had to special order my size, so I'm waiting to go pick them up. But anyway, I'm settling in. It's very lovely, and I enjoy hearing. John travels the whole state all the time, so he has a much better finger on the pulse of what makes Texans go and the real political gossip traveling around the state and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'm settling in over here, Jerry.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you threw out there. What does make Texans go?
Well, it is a good old boy cowboy club out here, as you can well imagine. I don't think I'm the right person to articulate the Texan mindset, but John says that Austin is its own entity. And in fact, you'll often see bumper stickers around town. If Texas secedes, Austin will secede from Texas. And John says Austin's much more liberal and kind of big government minded. I don't really see that personally, though, because the people I talk to in Austin are very liberty minded, and the food freedom that's desired here. And recently, an Austinite got off the grid and came under quite a bit of fire for living inside the city limits and wanting to live off the grid in spite of that.
Is that busybody stuff, or is the government down on him?
The government's down on him.
Huh.
Yeah. Wow. And so I see a lot of the Bush type Republicans in the past 15 years have really burned up a lot of freedom. They've gotten a lot of regulatory law on the books, new licensing laws on the books, and so on and so forth. A lot of typical stuff like what you see in Georgia. And that is very unfortunate. But the backlash is coming faster, I think. And recently some legislation was presented in the legislative session to ban any body scanners from the Austin airport, and I think from the whole state, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and the city council was moving toward banning the body scanners. There's a big outburst from the people about it. So I think there's still hope for Texas, and there's still a lot of hope for Austin. And that's optimistic for me.
Well, with the University of Texas being there in Austin and it being the seat of the government for Texas, I'm not really surprised to hear that there's a marked liberal bent. And I find it interesting, though, that there's a bumper sticker, like you said, that Austin will secede from Texas if Texas leaves the Union.
Yeah, and there's even bumper stickers like South Austin secede and stuff. But you know what, Jerry? I think with liberals, you often have a better chance at freedom than you do within the conservative movement who's looking for messianic regulation. We're going to have to cut away to a break, and when we come back, Hit and Run News.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Piqued my curiosity, went right before we had to cut away to the break. Could you please elaborate on why you said, or what was the thinking was behind you saying that freedom was somehow more possible under liberals than conservatives?
Yeah, and I want to make a distinction between liberals, who are groups of corporations coming together that identify or are identified by the little people as liberals. I'm talking about the people who, pay their bills, pay income tax, have little shops and businesses and so on and so forth. I'm talking about those people who are conservatives or liberals. And the reason that I say I think freedom is more possible with a certain sector of the liberal movement rather than the vast majority of the conservative movement is probably better encapsulated by a C.S. Lewis quote. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. And conservatives are always doing what's best for you. Like the conservative movement in Georgia is a perfect example of this. And in the name of protecting the people, they have radically expanded all the jobs that now require licensing from the state. They just recently passed, I think, out of the House, or at least out of committee, a bill to require parents to keep their children in special car seats until the age of 8.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of stuff, they're constantly passing legislation for the good of the people to shape and mold us as they think we should be shaped and molded. Whereas a liberal doesn't really care about shaping and molding you. And, you know, just in walking around town and in striking up conversation with people, leave me alone and I will leave you alone is very often the motto and the theme that you hear in the quote unquote liberal movement. I think the Ron Paul movement brought a lot of those people together.
So you're talking about classical liberalism, not the liberal left.
Yeah, I'm talking more classical liberalism.
Okay, okay, because you were throwing me a heck of a curveball there, dear, and I was starting to scratch my head.
Yeah, my husband always says, Jenny's so right, she's left. And today's conservative movement is disgusting. I mean, I don't want to be identified as a conservative. I am not a conservative. The conservative movement of today is interested in conserving big government, and in conserving all 10 pillars of the Communist Manifesto, and in doing so benevolently to shape them. I mean, look at the Sunday alcohol sales bill, Gary. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. All the Christians came out, Evangelifish of Georgia came out in mass. Can you get them there to criminalize prenatal murder? Not so much. But you can sure as heck get them there if you're going to, good heavens, you're going to sell alcohol on the Sabbath. I mean, give me a break. If a shop is open and you can buy diapers, you ought to be able, I mean, it's none of their business, which you can buy and sell. If a community or a city board or a county board wants to pass a resolution that businesses aren't to be open on Sunday, you know, that's the county and city board's business. Mm-hmm. But for the state to have that kind of power, and for the Christians, the Evangelifish of Georgia, to come out from the woodwork to shape all of y'all into a moral people, well, it's just ridiculous. And that's why I say that. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. C.S. Lewis said that. And the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And that's exactly where the Evangelifish legislators of Georgia are taking that state.
I agree. Well, thank you for that. And I guess my first news story of the day kind of sheds a different light on what you just said. This past Saturday morning, the people of Sedgwick, Maine became the first locale in the country to pass a food sovereignty law. The original legislation was proposed by the quote unquote Five Musketeers, a group of farmers and consumers intent on pushing back against overtly aggressive state food regulators, and they are the ones that proposed it. The regulators were, of course, just like everywhere else in the country, were interfering with farmers who, for example, took chickens to a neighbor for slaughtering, or those nasty folks who sell raw milk directly to consumers. Just imagine the tyranny and the aggravation that causes. This proposed ordinance was one of 78 being considered at the Sedgwick Town Meeting. And this is interesting, dear. Listen closely. The New England institution that has stood the test of time because it allows all of the town's citizens to vote yea or nay on proposals to spend their tax money, and in this case, enact potentially far-reaching laws with national implications. They've been holding these meetings in the Sedgwick Town Hall since 1794. At this Friday's meeting, about 120 citizens raised their hands in unanimous approval of this ordinance. Citing America's Declaration of Independence as well as the Maine Constitution, the ordinance read as follows. Sedgwick citizens possess the right to produce, process, sell, purchase, and consume local foods of their choosing. These would include raw milk and other dairy products, and locally slaughtered meats, among other items. Isn't it neat? The little town of Sedgwick, Maine's pushing back.
That's awesome, Jerry. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Too bad conservatives run Georgia's government, and the ag committees in Georgia are run by people in bed with Monsanto, because there'll be no food freedom for Georgia.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, what do you have, dear?
Well, you know, I have boycotted Walmart, And I just try to avoid, in general, the big shops that we see, because a lot of these big corporations are members of the prison slave labor of America, which I am staunchly against. Well, there is a very interesting article out about the Patriot missiles and who is building those. This spring, the United Arab Emirates is expected to close a deal for $7 billion worth of American arms. Nearly half of the cash will be spent on Patriot missiles, which cost as much as $5.9 million apiece. But what makes those eye-popping sums even more shocking is that some of the workers manufacturing parts for the Patriot missiles are prisoners earning as little as 23 cents an hour. The work is done by Unicor, previously known as Federal Prison Industries. It's a government-owned corporation established during the Depression that employs about 20,000 inmates in 70 prisons to make everything from clothing to office furniture to solar panels to military electronics. One of the company's high-tech specialties, Patriot missile parts, Unicor FPI, supplies numerous electronic components and services for guided missiles, including the Patriot Advanced Capability Missile, Unicor's website explains. We assemble and distribute the intermediate frequency processor for the PAC-3 Seeker. The IFP receives and filters radio frequency signals that guide the missile toward its target. The missiles are then marketed worldwide, sometimes by Washington's top officials. Last year, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates pitched the Patriots to the Turkish government, a diplomatic cable released by WikiLeaks revealed. SecDef stressed that nothing can compete with the PAC-3 when it comes to capabilities. Patriot assemblers Raytheon and Lockheed Martin aren't the only defense contractors relying on prison help. As Rolick notes, Unicor inmates also make cable assemblies for the McDonnell Douglas Boeing F-15, the General Dynamics Lockheed Martin F-16, Bell Textron's Cobra helicopter, as well as electro-optical equipment for the BAE Systems Bradley Fighting Vehicles Laser Rangefinder. Unicor used to make helmets for the military as well, but that work was suspended when 44,000 helmets were recalled for shoddy quality. Government agencies, with the exception of the Defense Department and the CIA, are required to buy goods from Unicor, according to a Congressional Research Service report. And no wonder. The labor costs are bordering on zero. Inmates earn from 23 cents per hour up to a maximum of $1.15 per hour, depending on their proficiency and educational level, among other things, the report notes. Last year, Unicor grossed $772 million, according to its most recent financial report. Traditionally, inmate salaries make up about 5% of that total. Unicor can insist that the deal is a good one for inmates and for the government. The manufacturing work offers a chance for job training, which improves the likelihood that inmates will remain crime-free upon their release, right, the company says in its report. Some reports suggest that Unicor prisoners are as much as 24% less likely to return to crime. The work also keeps the inmates in check, Unicor insists, in the face of an escalating inmate population and an increasing percentage of inmates with histories of violence. FPI's programs have helped ease tension and avert volatile situations, thereby protecting lives and federal property, the company says. Prisons without meaningful activities for inmates, like making bombs, are dangerous prisons.
Sorry.
I know. And dangerous prisons are expensive prisons.
Yeah, that's a useful skill they'll have when they go back out into the regular world. Isn't it? Well, you know, maybe we should get a list of those people. They might come in real handy in the very near future.
I feel like I am.
Can we get a Freedom of Information Act request put in for that today, dear? Tell us about all the guys that are skilled in making bombs. We have a role that they might be able to play going forward. Yes, indeedy do. Let's do that. Hey, we're going to have to cut away to a break. And when we come back, I've got some stuff that I want to put in front of you that points to where we're going economically. Yeah, it's an economic story, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Comrades, I told you a lie before we left just now. I actually don't have one economic story that points the way down the road that we're headed. I've got two, but the first one that I want to give to you is about what's going on in the bond market. The world's largest bond fund has actually gone ultra bearish on the United States and their debt. They have dumped all of their United States government-related debt holdings. That move was undertaken by Bill Gross's $236 billion PIMCO Total Return Fund, and they completed that move last month in wake of a vicious Treasury market sell-off, and just days after Gross questioned who is going to be interested in buying treasuries once the Federal Reserve Bank halts its latest round of bond purchases in this, that they're spreading out all the way out to June this year. Gross, of course, is discussing the overt and above board purchases specified by ongoing Fed policy. It is nearly a laughable situation, as most already recognize that the Federal Reserve is also monetizing United States government debt by buying bonds in a somewhat stealthy manner through foreign operations in an attempt to whitewash the growing dire situation here. Most know that the world's appetite for American government debt has been waning. Hiding or masking the level to which purchases by legitimate foreign buyers has declined, has actually developed into a yet another policy consideration for the financial manipulation that's ongoing. Gross, who also helps oversee a $1.1 trillion investment portfolio as PIMCO's co-chief investment officer, has repeatedly warned against U.S. deficit spending and its inflationary impact, which undermine the value of government debt, pushing up yields as investors demand more compensation for that increasing risk. So, the bond market, I wouldn't want to be there if I were you. Back to you, dear.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do your next economic story, Jerry, because I don't want to switch gears on you while you're still kind of in the midst of the theme.
Okay. Well, the other story, and it's interesting because I'm sitting here looking at the price of gold and silver this morning, and they're being pushed down. And when you look at the charts when this kind of activity takes place, it's like they stepped off the ledge and it almost plummeted straight down. Typically, prices don't move that way unless there's some sort of overt pressure being exerted. That said, over the last 3 months, it really looked like the big banks, say J.P. Morgan in particular, were trying to close out their gigantic short positions on silver before the position limit rule goes into effect on March 28th. That was until the latest report came out. The United States Bank silver short position on 3111 was 25,586 contracts. That's 5,000 ounces of silver per contract, by the way. Their short position actually climbed by an additional 5,880 contracts. That means, boys and girls, that they have shorted almost an additional 30 million ounces of silver. Now, the interesting thing here is this was done over the month of February, and it's actually stunning to know that they were able to put that much paper silver out there, because that's what shorting actually is. It's selling forward contracts of silver that people are buying in anticipation of being able to take delivery or speculating that they'll be able to flip the contract going forward. Well, take into consideration that they sent those short contracts into the market during the month of February when the price of silver climbed 25%. Even in consideration of the bogus additional supply that the short contracts represent. Now, it's important to understand that if these new short positions had not been placed on COMEX silver, the price of silver could have possibly exploded, maybe achieving 50, some are now even saying maybe even $100 an ounce. Now, it also goes to show the power that the big banks have insofar as their manipulation of silver. But I think that, too, will ultimately play out in a bad way for them. Now, it's relatively easy to jump to the conclusion that this manipulation is intended to keep a lid on the price of silver. Here's what could be going on. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is finally getting serious about enforcing the commodity laws, and the U.S. banks know it. Although the U.S. banks tried to close out their 150 million ounce short positions, they couldn't do it in time. Once they saw that they couldn't sucker any more sellers, they had to crank up their shorting operation to, in essence, stop the price of silver from going parabolic. Now they're actually trapped with a no way out position, because they cannot cover their short position before the March 28th deadline. They have decided on what really amounts to a scorched earth policy insofar as silver shorting. Their strategy is to increase the size of their short position so much that they've become literally, and you've heard this before, too big to fail in the silver market. We'll be right back because you need to hear the rest of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, before we left, I was telling you about what's going on in the silver market, the comics in particular, and I'm going to liken this scorched earth policy to a strategy move that you might do when you're playing Texas Hold'em poker. The banks have, in essence, decided to go all in by shorting as much as they possibly can in hopes that nobody calls their bluff. Now, the downside here is somebody, if their bluff does get called, they're going to count on the federal government to bail them out, just hide and watch. It is their way to protect themselves from the inevitable default in the COMEX silver market. Clearly, a skyrocketing silver price would destroy the U.S. bank short position and probably wreak havoc in many other ways. And this too-big-to-fail ideology we've seen come into play already way too much. And it will come into play in both the implementation of position limits as well as potentially deflating the blame or deflecting the blame on the over to the CFTC, as well as the Dodd-Frank law that basically they're going to say it's too much regulation. They could even try to blame the destruction of the global monetary system, and that could be lurking in the wings, boys and girls, on those greedy silver bugs out there who only care about themselves. Now, doesn't that sound Orwellian? It sure does, but that's the kind of logic that these people are going to employ. These U.S. banks know that the silver manipulation game is nearly over, as the rest of the investment world has finally come to the understanding that there is manipulation in the silver markets. You look at the chart for today's action in gold and silver, and you're going to see that it's blatant. It really is. On Wall Street, when there is blood in the water, you can bet the sharks will circle, and a feeding frenzy will soon begin. I think the U.S. Bank / COMEX short will continue to grow such that they will have such a large and dangerous short position in silver that they will either beg for a get-out-of-jail-free card, or they're going to take the entire system down with them. Be prepared. You know, I think it's important to also say that, and I'm not really saying that silver investors are out of the woods when it comes to silver market manipulation, but we are very near a dramatic endgame for silver manipulation. They, in quotation marks, can still place the price of silver anywhere they want. And until the computer rigging programs are turned off, be prepared for literally anything. In other words, I'm telling you that you have to be prepared to be both offensive and defensive. The offensive position here would be to take advantage of any blue light special that they force on the price of silver in particular, because that's where their butts are out there hanging in the wind. Okay? I have no doubt that we have more high-frequency trading rigged-up jobs left up their sleeves. But if you're on the sidelines with physical silver out of their reach, you'll be more than just fine. Now, that means to tell you that playing the game such as EFTs and maybe even participating in COMEX, buying contracts for delivery that may never come about, could be a very, very scary way, and ultimately you'll lose your money. Everything ultimately will get washed out when the tide of silver market manipulation comes rushing back in. Boys and girls, you need to be prepared. Like I said, you need to also be looking at this from the offensive and the defensive side. If you've got some few bucks, or you got some dry powder, be prepared to take advantage of that opportunity. That's all I've got on that, dear.
All right. Is it my turn, or do you want to jump?
No. I'm just going to gas off here for the rest of the day. No.
Welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. Before we go to the auditorium.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what that was. Startled me.
Is that transmissions from the mothership there?
Yeah, I think it was a direct line. Lee in Georgia, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Oh, mercy me. I actually called because I wanted to comment on something Jenny was talking about earlier, and that was Unicor.
Yeah.
But, just real quick on what you were talking about a little while ago, Jerry. I told people a year ago, you got treasury bonds, dump them. Go to silver. Now, what are we hearing? Isn't it amazing? But, you know, on that Unicor thing that you were talking about, Jenny, what I found interesting was, in that article, because I think we probably read the same article, what was interesting was the numbers and the names that just really stood out. Like, 20,000 inmates are enrolled in this work program.
Yeah.
And who's benefiting? Who's profiting? Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, McDonnell Douglas, Boeing, Bell Textron, General Dynamics. And what I also found very interesting was learning that government agencies are mandated to purchase goods from these companies.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you something else,
is
too.
Am I imagining things, or does this seem like...
it's the ultimate Ponzi scheme, Lee, because our legislators... are just plain stupid. They take this legislation to raise the, certain misdemeanors to felonies, and then suddenly they've got prison sentences, with even minor offenses, the war on drugs and all these other elements, is growing our prison population in America. And currently we have the highest percentage of incarcerated people of any country on earth. And it's all for a purpose. And the American people, through tax dollars, fund the room and board of their cheap slave labor. And at the current rate of incarceration, every man, woman, and child, if it continues as it currently is, will be incarcerated by 2058. It's the ultimate Ponzi scheme. The war machine is being fed and built on the backs of all sorts of slave labor. Some inmates are behind the bars, and the rest of us are over on this side for now. It's absolutely disgusting.
Exactly. And that was what brings me to what I was really wanting to bring up in this conversation here. And that is, people always want to criticize countries like China for their slave labor and things like that, you know, like Walmart's involved in all of that. But what they don't realize is many around the world have referred to America as the incarceration nation. And for anyone who still has not figured this out, I would love to recommend a really unique document. It's put out by the U.S. Army themselves. It's Army Regulation 210-35. It is the Civilian Inmate Labor Program.
Yeah, I've read portions of that, Lee.
Hey, very interesting reading.
Can you read the code section again, please?
It's Army Regulation 210-35.
Okay.
It's the Civilian Inmate Labor Program run by the United States Army.
You know, as far as the self-righteousness of Americans, especially, you know, when we have legislation that mandates the imprisonment of children all over the country in government indoctrination programs set, 5 days a week, and we have child labor protections in play. Meanwhile, we're going to Walmart or, you know, places like Talbot's purchasing apparel and other, you know, merchandise that is made with child slave labor internationally. And these sweatshops that are set up in third world countries, absolutely raping and pillaging people that are desperate for even pennies a day, while we feel so good because our kids aren't working. Quite frankly, our kids would be in a lot less trouble if we pulled them out of government indoctrination programs and put them to work.
I agree 100%. When I was a kid growing up at 10 years old, my dad owned a clay factory, a clay and brick factory in Springfield, Massachusetts called Ballard Bay State. My dad owned it, and at 10 years old, I was in there working alongside forklifts and things like that. I mean, and I loved it. It was great. I learned a lot growing up in that.
Well, my children, I always let them know that they're slave labor, and at least I'm a benevolent slave master.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I'm sure you got other callers. I'm out of here.
Hey, thanks for calling, Lee. Hey, Jenny, you'll enjoy this. Last month, the Transportation Security Administration took over the Amtrak station in Savannah, Georgia, and thoroughly searched every person who entered. None of the passengers got into any kind of trouble, but the TSA certainly did, and it was big-time trouble. Amtrak Police Chief John O'Connor said he thought first that a blog posting about that incident was some sort of joke. When he discovered that the TSA's Viper team did at least some of what the blog said, he was livid. He ordered the Viper teams off of Amtrak property, at least until a firm agreement can be drawn up to prevent the TSA from taking actions that the chief said were illegal and clearly contrary to Amtrak policy. The chief is actually quoted as saying, "When I saw it, I didn't believe it was real. When it developed that the posting on an anti-TSA blog was not a joke, I hit the ceiling." But he's willing to compromise.
Well, Jerry, everybody's willing to compromise once they see the Federal Reserve notes that could come their way.
Yeah.
You know, people are such cheap whores. I want everyone to know that I'm a very expensive whore. So expensive, no one has been able to buy me yet. I'm just sick of everybody selling out for peanuts. What is with the people?
So you do have a price.
Oh, I have a price, Jerry. Okay. I'm not sure how high it is. No one's ever offered me enough yet, but I'm human. I imagine I have a price.
I think there's a movie about that. Not necessarily about you, but I think there's a movie out there about that.
My most fun, the most fun I've ever had with that, Jerry, was when I was talking to Senator David Schaefer in Georgia, and it was when he was going to run for what is the head of the Senate? Lieutenant Governor. Mm-hmm. He's going to run for Lieutenant Governor, and he had actually already announced, and he wanted me to endorse him. And I had asked him to bring forth some legislation in the Senate, several different bills, one of which was the food freedom bill. And he was, you know, dragging his feet. And he goes, Jenny, I really need your endorsement. And I said, David, you're a fascist. Why would I endorse you? And he said, now, Jenny, look, there's a lot of deals that can be arrived at if you give me the endorsement. You want that legislation coming through? I can make that happen for you. And I said, and we were standing, there's a lot of people around. We were outside the Senate chamber. And I said, David, I can be bought. I absolutely have a price. And you haven't even come close to reaching it. And he got all red. Because my voice got real loud. I will prostitute myself, but you're not offering enough. And I walked off. Everybody was looking around at David, and he actually walked off red-faced. It was pretty funny. Okay, well, you know, Jerry, is it my turn?
It could be.
Jerry, you're so great. I love it.
But if you don't have anything, or you're at a loss for words, Lord forbid, I've got some other stuff I could throw out there too, dear.
Well, I wanted to talk for a minute on the fact that, you know, across the nation, in little pockets here and there in different states, people are beginning to be aware that legislation has already been enacted in their areas that forbid them to collect rainwater. And I've done a minuscule amount of research on the collection of rainwater and underground reservoirs and how much you can expect to garner from a certain sized roof and system and how much rainfall is required to have a 6-month supply and yada, yada, yada. And it's mm-hmm. actually, we should all of us should be collecting rainwater. It's good. Very efficient.
Does Georgia have such legislation on the books? I ask because we have a rain barrel.
I remember looking through legislation about it. I think there are certain prohibitions against collecting water from the sky, but I can't remember the code sections exactly. It was a couple years ago that I stumbled across this little fact, and I was furious about it, but then I got distracted by other Georgia tyrannies. But my point in bringing that up and the fact that we should all be collecting rainwater and houses should just be installed. And one of these days, Jerry, I'd really like to put in a subdivision called like Liberty Lane or something where every home has a backyard set up to collect rainwater, you know, have a distillery to make your own fuel, have a chicken coop and a big hydroponics garden. The whole nine yards would just be so fantastic.
I thought you were going to go a little bit farther with that, dear. It's always been my dream to have a house with a gray water system in it too.
Yeah. I think, hey, look, the blueprints aren't even made yet, Jared. We've got room for all your ideas.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is a problem soon to be approaching America's breadbasket. The largest underground freshwater supply in the world stretches from South Dakota all the way to Texas. It's underneath most of Nebraska's farmlands, and it provides crucial water resources for farming in Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even New Mexico. It's the Agalala Aquifer. And here's the dilemma. It's being pumped dry. Without the Agalala Aquifer, America's heartland food production collapses. No water means no irrigation for corn, wheat, alfalfa, and other crops grown across these states to feed people and animals. And each year, the Agalala Aquifer drops another few inches as it is literally being sucked dry by the tens of thousands of agricultural wells that tap into it across the heartland. According to this story, in some regions along the aquifer, the water level has dropped so far that it has effectively disappeared. Places like Happy, Texas, where a once booming agricultural town has collapsed to a population of under 600. All the wells drilled there in the 1950s tapped into the Agalala Aquifer and seemed to provide abundant water at the time, but the wells today have run dry.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, dear, about that aquifer is that apparently it does not replenish. It was a finite supply of water, and they've been steadily drawing it down.
Yeah, that's right. It's called fossil water.
Fossil water. That's a new term.
That was new, too. I thought, well, that's interesting. I think before too long, we're going to have to start collecting water from the sky. If we had collected water from the sky and January and February here in Austin, holy cow, we'd have enough to last us for a year and a half.
Yeah, the last 2 days here would have been a gallon or two, too, I'll wager.
Looks like we're going to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy. Y'all go get your cup of coffee and come on back, because we're just getting revved up.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
don't think that you really highlighted the enormity of this Ogallala Aquifer drying up, that it actually bodes. It seems as though there's fear that the Dust Bowl days could revisit that portion of the country, and that conjures up The Grapes of Wrath, written by John Steinbeck. The United States Department of Agriculture, the fellow there that's in charge of that area, a gentleman by the name of David Brower, said that we have drained enough water to half-fill Lake Erie of the Great Lakes, billions upon billions of gallons, or, as they prefer to measure it, acre-feet of water, each equivalent to one football field flooded approximately a foot deep, have been pumped out of that aquifer. The problem, he continued, is that in a brief half-century, we have drawn the Ogallala level down from an average of 240 feet down to 80. Brower's agency, of course, was set up in direct response to the Dust Bowl, and with the task of finding ways to make sure that the devastation never happens again. Imagine that. If it does, the impact on the world's food supply will be tremendous. The irrigated plains actually account for approximately 20% of American grain and corn, so there goes that energy issue, too. And America's situation there in the industrial farming actually stands to be damaged severely by the problem that's growing there in that portion of the country. We're actually seeing little towns like the Happy Texas that Jenny mentioned. They're literally drying up and blowing away too. It's a serious problem, and it has more social problems incumbent in it too. The other thing that we need to also talk about while we're addressing water. Here in Georgia, for instance, there's legislation on the books that requires people that drill wells for a living to GPS catalog your well, even though you're paying them money to come out on your property. They're supposed to log the position of that well and to give an estimate of how many gallons per hour that well is capable of producing and turn that information over to the local authorities. Ostensibly, I guess, so that, or at least this is the explanation that they give, in case there is a water emergency, they'll know where to go for those emergency supplies. Now, you know, and I know, that there already are stories coming out from certain portions of the country where meters are being installed on private wells. I've not heard of any charging going on just yet. I wouldn't be surprised to hear it. But one could only wonder why the meters were imposed on those people on private wells who are supposed to own the water under their property. It's getting disturbing here in America, I think.
The other thing that it behooves us to pay attention to is that genetically modified crops require up to three times the amount of water as regular crops do. So not only are we depleting this aquifer, the genetically modified crops deplete it three times faster than otherwise would be occurring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Brower guy from the agricultural department said that there's really no good solution here. All they're really trying to do is engineer a soft landing out there in the middle part of the country. That's really all they can do.
Well, you know, God has a way of correcting things, and the American farmlands are being completely polluted transgenically, drying it all up and bringing balance back and getting rid of those transgenic plants, it might be what's coming our way.
Yeah, it's true. All this stuff is kind of lining up all around us. This is what I was talking about yesterday when I said we need to sit back and start taking in all these instances that are cropping up around us like a weird hedge. And it's just so much that there's no way that we shouldn't be anticipating some sort of crescendo that's just ahead, boys and girls. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's more Freedom Frenzy to go.